And his question was, so what do I have to do to be back on? So Larry and I switched our focus from priesthood visits to cottage meetings, which was quite a joyful occasion. And Andrew has declared that he is ready. I have been listening to nothing but Christian radio lately and other Christian music. There's a song, a group called FFH, from their older stuff, that has a part in the chorus that says, it's good to be free. It's good to know that you have stood in the place of blame for me. And that's what Andrew is getting ready to acknowledge today, is the fact that his Christ, that Jesus has stood in the place of blame for him, has taken Andrew's sins, and Andrew is recognizing that and taking the name of Christ on himself. As a call to worship, I would like to read from the book of Alma, the 5th chapter, starting in the 23rd verse. Now the Spirit knoweth all things, nevertheless the Son of God suffereth according to the flesh, that he might take upon him the sins of his people, that he might blot out their transgressions, according to the power of his deliverance. And now behold, this is the testimony which is in me. Now I say unto you that you must repent and be born again, for the Spirit saith, if you are not born again, you cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, come and be baptized unto repentance, that you may be washed from your sins, that you may have faith on the Lord God, faith on the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, which is mighty to save and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. Yea, I say unto you, come and fear not, and lay aside every sin which easily doth beset you, which doth bind you down to destruction. Yea, come, and go forth and show unto your God that you are willing to repent of your sins and enter into a covenant with him to keep his commandments and witness it unto him this day by going into the waters of baptism. And whosoever doeth this and keepeth the commandments of God from thenceforth, the same will remember that I say unto him. Yea, he will remember that I have said unto him, he shall have eternal life according to the testimony of the Holy Spirit which testifieth in me. If we could turn in our hymnals to hymn number 41, we will have an invocation after that by Elder Alan Owens.
Especially honored and grateful this day for the commitment that Andrew has made to you and his decision to be baptized. We would humbly pray that from this day forward that you would bless Andrew and his family, that you would keep him safe as he travels abroad, that he might be able to fulfill the purpose that you have in him, that he might be found as a witness to you throughout the world. Please bless each that is involved this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Welcome to this joyous day, the day that Andrew has chosen to be baptized and to take on Christ's name. I'd like to start out by reading from section 76, starting with 5a. And again, we bear record, for we saw and heard, and this is the testimony of the gospel of Christ concerning them whom from forth in the restoration of the just. They are they who received the testimony of Jesus and believe on his name and were baptized after the manner of his burial, being buried in the water in his name. And this according to the commandment which he hath given, that by keeping the commandments they might be washed and cleansed from all their sins and receive the Holy Spirit by the laying on of hands of him who is ordained and sealed unto this power. And who overcome by faith and are sealed by that Holy Spirit promise which the Father sheds forth upon all those who are just and true. Well, this day, Andrew, you will be washed clean. Your sins will be forgiven you. You will come out of that water a new person, a new being. And it'll be up to you, through the decisions that you make, through the rest of your life, on whether you will continue with that newness or that you will have to continue to repent. But you have a new slate, a clean slate. All has been forgiven. As Jesus was growing up, he wanted to do everything that was right. And he wanted to keep from doing anything that was wrong. One day after he had grown up, he left Nazareth. And he walked for many miles until he came to the Jordan River. There were people that were coming from everywhere to hear what John the Baptist had to say. The message that he was preaching was of God, and God had given it unto him. Many were sorry for their sins, and John baptized them in the water, Jordan, of the Jordan River. And when John had seen that Jesus had come to be baptized, John said unto Jesus, "Why have you come to me? You should baptize me instead of having me baptize you." John knew that he himself was not a perfect man, and he knew that Jesus had never done anything wrong. But Jesus said to John, "It is important for me to do everything that is right, everything that God hath commanded." And when John understood this, he agreed to do as Jesus had asked. And they waded out into the water, and John baptized Jesus. And when Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, flew down and touched him. And a voice spoke out of heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." As Jesus did the right thing, you are here to do the right thing today by becoming baptized and to take on Jesus' name. This is your decision. It's not one that somebody has made up for you. I would like to touch with Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized unto Jesus Christ were baptized unto his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was risen up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead to sin is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness, unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members are instruments of righteousness unto God. For in so doing, sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye are not the servant of sin, for ye have obeyed from the heart that from the doctrine which was delivered you, being made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. This day you are set free. I know you're going to be traveling across the seas. You're going to be away from your loved ones. And you have an opportunity to share of the commitment that you have made this day. Andrew, do you this day desire to take upon you the name of Jesus Christ and always remember him and keep his commandments which he has given unto you? This is the charge that I give unto you this day.
Yes, I do.
If we could turn to hymn 241 and sing this. And as the second verse begins, if Andrew and Farron could come up and take their place, I would have the baptism of Andrew after that.
Oh.
At this time, Andrew Dale Butler will be baptized by his father-in-law, priest Farron Brooker.
Andrew Dale Butler, having been commissioned by Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
While they're getting dried off and changed to some other clothes, we're going to be singing some hymns. If we could turn to 305, we'll start with that one.
Thank you.
Turn to 313 to continue.
Bestowed upon you by those that are laying their hands upon your head. The Holy Ghost will be a help to you. It'll be a teacher. It'll help you throughout your years. It'll help you to grow. It'll help you to know what is right and wrong. Read from the Doctrine and Covenants. Section 49. Believe on the name of the Lord Jesus, who was on the earth and is to come, the beginning and the end. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the Holy Commandments, for the remission of sins. And whoso doth this shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands of the elders of this church. And in 2 Nephi, Chapter 13. Starting with verse 20. And he that endureth to the end shall be saved. And now, my beloved brother, I know by this, that unless a man shall endureth to the end, following the example of the Son of the living God, he cannot be saved. Wherefore, do the things which I have told you. I have seen that your Lord and your Redeemer should do. For this cause have they been shown unto me, that ye might know the gate by which ye should enter. For the gate by which ye shall enter is repentance and baptism by water, and then cometh the remission of your sins by fire and by the Holy Ghost. You have been baptized, and now you will receive the remission of your sins by fire. You will be totally cleansed, and you will receive the Holy Ghost. And then ye are in the straight and narrow path which leads to eternal life. Yea, ye have entered in by the gate. Ye have done according to the commandments of the Father and the Son. And ye have received the Holy Ghost, which witnesses of the Father and the Son, unto the fulfilling of the promise which he hath made, that if ye enter in by the way, that ye should receive. And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten into this straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. Wherefore, ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And now, my beloved brethren, this is the way, and there is none other way, nor name given under heaven whereby man can be saved in the kingdom of God. And now, behold, this is the doctrine of Christ, and the only and true doctrine of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, which is one God without end. Amen. Now, throughout your life, you will be able to rely and call upon God and ask Him for His help and things that are righteous. You will call upon Him in Jesus' name. For Jesus will be the one that you go through to get to God. That is why you're taking up, that's why you took on His name this day. As a brother in Christ's church, there will be times when you need to call upon others to help you. To help you in some of the decisions that you might have to make. Therefore, it is a requirement of this congregation to prepare yourselves so that we can help Andrew with anything that he might ask us, whether it be physically or whether it be spiritually. It is our duty to afford him and all others the opportunity to work out their salvation through Jesus Christ. In 2 Nephi 13, verses 14 and 15, and the Father said, repent ye, and be baptized in the name of my beloved Son. And also a voice of the Son came unto me, saying, he that is baptized in my name, to him will the Father give the Holy Ghost, like unto me. Wherefore, follow me, and do the things which ye have seen me do. Always it's a good thing to know the scriptures and it will help you throughout your life. It will help you out in the situations that you may come into. Remember to always pray unto the Father at all times, unceasing, for He will be there to help you out and to see you through your trials and tribulations. He will watch over you, He will guide you, and He will protect you. And at this time, you have that great opportunity to receive the Holy Ghost.
Andrew, would you go ahead and come up front and take your seat, please? And Richard and Alan, take your places. At this time, Andrew Dale Butler will be confirmed by Elder Richard Adams and Elder Alan Owens.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come this afternoon on this joyous occasion, coming to fulfill one of your ordinances that you have set aside in this great gospel that you've given us. Alan and I have been called and ordained as elders, and we come this day to lay our hands on Andrew's head, having him met all the conditions with the studying and the prayers with Vance and Larry. He comes this day for us to throw our hands upon his head to give him the Holy Ghost. We give him that at this time. The Holy Spirit flows through his body, a clean vessel. Father, we thank thee for this opportunity for Alan and I to perform this ordinance. And as Andrew Dale's father goes forth and travels, that he might strap on your armor for protection. And we ask that your angels go with him, and he feels those angels as he travels and he comes in harm's way. And that him realizing not only everything that he has heard this day, but he realizes the responsibility that he took this day, that not only he has one big family, but he takes on us as a responsibility too. For him to pray for us and think of us often as we be praying for him. And that he might stay in it as he prepares, and he might, as he travels, he might spend that time with you in great study and prayer, to work on his prayer life and pray for his family and all of us, that he might listen to that still voice that you have told to him, that will give him and direct him throughout his days, and that he might hearken to those words and respond on those decisions. He has a wonderful family, Father, that you provided for him, and we thank thee for that. We love you, and we thank thee, dear Heavenly Father. We ask this in your Son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Turn in your hymnals to number 84. We will sing this as a closing hymn, after which time Brother Richard Adams will close us with a benediction.
we bow our heads at this time to give you all the glory and thank you for this hour, for Andrew and his family. Father, it's very sweet to taste your spirit and to feel it flow throughout our bodies. And as Andrew felt that today, it's an exciting experience to remember those days when we were all baptized. To know when you go through the waters, to feel that cleansing and feel those hands laid upon your head. Father, I thank the everybody in this service that participated, and that Farron and Andrew might have a special bond this day, and that you might continue to guide and direct us and keep Andrew in your safekeeping. Father, we love you so much, and we thank thee for everything you provide for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.